Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. You are listening to the Build Your Network podcast. Welcome to the show. I'm Travis Chappell, and I chat with some of the world's top business influencers, thought leaders, and entrepreneurs in order to crack the code of networking. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know, and that your relationships ultimately determine the person that you become. So if you want to learn the new way of connecting, if you want to fill your network with quality people and skyrocket your results, then you're in the right place, because this is the Build Your Network podcast.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another BYN Breakdown. Today, we're going to be talking about networking. We talk a lot about how to get high-profile guests on your show, but we also wanted to talk about just networking in general, because there's a lot more to it than just reaching out to your dream guests. So, Travis, can you talk a little bit about networking, and what are the categories of people we should try to network with?
Yeah, man, so typically what happens is people who would classify themselves as, like, quote-unquote networkers, they're always going and finding people who are like on the same level that they are. So when you go to a cocktail mixer or something, it's usually a bunch of like insurance agents and real estate agents and pest control people that just started their business in the last 3 to 5 years, and they wear a name tag and they have a bunch of business cards and they're all trying to get business from each other. And it's an in-person cold calling event essentially. And then you have some people who, for some reason, view themselves as being, I don't know, more important than other people, I guess, and just only go for the people that are above them, and only go, and they view it as a waste of time to talk to anybody else. And we call those people douchebags because they're the ones that are just constantly ignoring you for no reason other than the fact that they just view themselves as being above you for some reason. And then we have some people who only connect with people who are on a lower level than they are, and not even necessarily on purpose. It just kind of sometimes even happens that way. Maybe just through some sort of social pressure to, stay with the people that they grew up with, or maybe they're family members. And so they feel like they can't go hang out with anybody up here because they would be like abandoning their family or friends or something like that. And so we have like these different mixes of people. And I am very much a proponent of building a really well-rounded network, which includes people from all of the groups. So if you imagine a two-story house, right? You are on the bottom floor of the house in terms of like the level that you're on in life. So the way that I look at that being is people that are on the second floor, these are the people that are, above. So if you're making $100,000 a year, you're right here on the first floor. People up here on the second floor are making $1 million a year. And then the people down in the basement would be people who are trying to get up to the level that you're on, right? So all of us in life have people ahead of us, and we all have people behind us, and we all have people like on our level. So typically a lot of those people stay on their level on the first floor, and they only meet the other people on the first floor. So what you want to do is you want to try to get up to the second floor, obviously, and start getting to know some of those people. Your network is your net worth. We've heard it a million times. It's the people that you get around is who you become, right? So if you want to get to those types of income levels, it just makes sense that you go hang out with those types of people because they have $1 million problems rather than $100,000 problems. And if you can solve $1 million problems, then you get $1 million paychecks, right? So we want to make sure that we go up a level as well. And then continue to connect with the people around us, not only go to that level because, you know, the people around us are going to be the collaborators, like the team members. These are the people that we might form partnerships with, that we do deals with, or, you know, joint ventures with. Any of these types of people are going to be those people. And then I'm just a big believer in helping the people behind you get to where you are. Even if you don't like perceive yourself as being way far along the road, you've learned some things that you might be able to help some people behind you with. And I think that, you know, they say you never learn something until you can teach it. And so if you're kind of always reaching back and helping some people up, and then you're reaching up to grab some people up here and they're helping you, it's kind of, we get this cool, you know, helpful, value filled, you know, barrel of monkeys. You know, you play with those when you're a kid and you like pull one monkey out and it's just like a long chain of monkeys. And that's kind of how I feel it should be is, you know, you're reaching up, you're grabbing people and you're grabbing onto people who are helping you up. And then you're also helping some other people up and then they're doing the same thing. And then the one level that doesn't exist in any of those three floors, these are going to be like, imagine now if you're looking at a house, right? Imagine like a UFO that's just hovering above the house. And those are going to be the people that have just absolutely crushed it. So if you're in business, this will be like the billionaires, right? These are the people that are just like, wow, not even close to that person's level.
The Warren Buffetts of the world.
Yeah, sure. You know, what I found that's interesting is that a lot of times in order to be able to get into like the millionaire room, you almost have to skip that level and go up to like the billionaires, the multi-millionaires. Because a lot of times people who just barely made it up onto the second floor, they're so worried about losing their status and they're so worried about, you know, what that person thinks of them and giving this their time to this person that they oftentimes become the douchebag that's just, you know, always trying to reach up above and only spend time with people above the level that they're on. So what's really worked for me, honestly, is being able to kind of skip that level, go up above where all the other like really high level people are hanging out. Because with them, there's no, they don't care at that point. Like they've already built the level of freedom and success in their life that they've wanted to build. And a lot of times they're more free, which is counterintuitive, but they're more free with like the advice that they give and the help that they offer to people because they're not worried about selling their program or they're not worried about like their status anymore. Like they are so fulfilled in themselves and so have so much self-confidence in the position that they've earned in life that at that point they just want to help other people that are willing to be helped, right? So if you can be somebody that's willing to be helped and you can be somebody that actually takes action, you can be somebody where they know they're not going to be wasting their time because that's the biggest offense to somebody like that, then they're a lot more likely to spend time with them. You can get the people like that to spend time with you than the people, you know, that are right above you are going to begin to dote upon you as well because they kind of want to be able to be in on those top level conversations too. So we talk about a lot about building a well-rounded network and making sure that you have kind of some people from all of those walks of life and then just carefully kind of curating the top few people that you hang out with and understanding that, you know, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And in a few years from now, you're going to basically be the average of those people. So if, you know, you always want to be around people who are raising your average rather than lowering that average.
Right. Yeah. And when you spend your time and like, I think about like Brant Pinvidic, when you did your interview with him and he talks about like people coming to him that are in a lower bracket or he used himself as the example. He talks about like going to parties and stuff and he's like being super conscious that you're not on someone's level. And so like, you know, he really just made the point. He's like, there's some people you just can't add value to. So you need to spend time in those levels of collaborators and people that are on the same spot. And the other thing I see like, and I think it's what's given a bad rap to a lot of entrepreneurs and salespeople is that they spend a lot of time marketing to the lower level because they're experts to them. And so they don't even bother going up to the next level. They are happy being the person making six figures and in their bubble, they're the top dog.
The fish in the small pond.
Yeah, right. And the thing is like spending your time like in any of those categories, so spending your time always trying to reach up to the level you're barely on and then spending time with the group that's like beneath you, which sounds super, you know what I mean?
Right.
Beneath you.
Behind you.
In terms of accomplishments or income or whatever it is. Sure. Like either of those things is kind of a race to the bottom because you're either going to burn out all the people that are in your network that don't have the money to hire you and pay you the way that you're supposed to be paid for your services.
Right.
Or you're always ignoring those people and all the people on your level, and you're reaching out to people who have a million people lined up to collaborate with them, and you're not at the level you need to be to do that. So yeah. I think with the well-rounded network, like, you can always have somebody, and the average of the five people around, it may not always be income. It could be like what skills you could partner on, what business ventures you go on. It doesn't always have to be a million, a billion, 100,000.
Right. It's not just an income level. Yeah. Right. No, it's definitely whatever industry you're in, whatever matters to you. And I would say that all of this starts with just a basic understanding of self-awareness, because some people are like, oh, you know, there's no such thing as levels. And I just think that that's BS. There's a lot of people that try to push that narrative.
I wish there wasn't.
Like, then people are just people.
Jump right to the top.
Yeah, right. Like, I understand the premise of what you're saying, but also you got to understand the premise of what we're saying, which is essentially that, yes, there are, like, people have done, other people have done certain things in their life that puts them in a position to be able to ask for other things that other people haven't earned the right to ask for. And you have to be at least aware that those things exist and aware of where you might fall in that hierarchy. And just try to be as real as you can with yourself. I did not say negative. Okay. You don't have to think, you don't have to put yourself in a bad light. I'm not saying that at all. You just have to be self-aware to think about, okay, where am I? Where do I exist in this world? And I think people will respect that a lot more. I've had really great results just being honest with people that I looked up to that I probably could have totally BS'd, and they probably would have believed it to a certain extent because of the brand that I built around it. But I was just totally honest with them and upfront with them. And I think people respect that a lot more anyway, and they're more likely to help you. If you're not honest about where you are, I had a guy reach out to me this past week about helping with this podcast. And he was like, my ego has not let me reach out to anybody for so long, but I'm just getting to the point now where I'm just so frustrated. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Can you help me? And I was just like, well, just the fact that you're getting to that point is a positive step in the right direction. The fact that you have the self-awareness to understand there's something that I'm missing. I'm spinning my wheels. I don't know why. It's very frustrating. Somebody please help me. Just asking for help is going to, like, get you a step further to getting to the position that you want to be in anyway. Right. But yeah, I think it starts with that self-awareness, and then everybody should be trying to build a well-rounded network. And even like when you're reaching up to try to help other people, you know, get to where you are right now, I think that's just it's like helping the kid. It's like being the jock in school and being a jerk to the nerd. It doesn't make it, even if it were justifiable, which is absolutely not, like, it still doesn't even make sense from a long-term perspective, because the nerd is way more statistically likely to be extremely successful in life, where the jock might end up, you know, working at the bar down the street for the next 30 years. And then, like, that nerd is out, you know, changing the world, making millions of dollars, a tech CEO or something like that. Like, it doesn't even make sense from that perspective, which is like, well, why wouldn't you try to help people behind you? Like, pretty soon, some of those people are going to be ahead of you.
Yeah.
Like, that bottom line, some of those people are going to pass you up. Why wouldn't you try to help those people out along the way? Help out all those people along the way, as many as you can. People, again, that aren't going to waste your time, just like you don't want to waste the time of people that are above you, but you want to be able to invest in the lives of other people. And, you know, the relationships will pay off in the long term.
It's much more meaningful than coming out of the woodwork when they have the success.
Yeah,
when,
right.
Well, once they jump ahead of you and they're like, oh, we should be friends and build a network.
And it's like, well, hey, remember back then when there's plenty of people that I look at in that light right now, people who, like, I reached out to and tried to get to know and tried to get help from, even paid to get help from. And then they just kind of totally shut me off and ignored me and all those kind of things. And it's just like, okay, well, you know, when it's my turn, you know what I mean? It's like, well, you can't just try to pop up in my life again and be like, hey, remember me? And it's like, well, no, because you didn't do anything to like help put me in this position at this point. Like, you just want to take credit for the success that I've built, and then you want me to share that with you as if it had anything to do with you, you know? So I think that's just really important to always be to make sure that you're building the well-rounded network, that you're not neglecting people who haven't achieved the things that you haven't achieved yet, for a multitude of reasons. Just, you know, being a jerk, you know, chief among those reasons, just because it's not a nice thing to do to people. And you were just there, you know what I mean? Like, you were just right there. Well, it blows my mind how people do that when it was just like 3 years ago, you were right here. Why are you being such a jerk to people who are there now? Like, that just tells me that you have some deep rooted insecurities about where you are now. Either you're lying and this is a fake it till you make it type thing, and the things that you're saying aren't actually true, and that's why you're like constantly protecting yourself against people finding out the truth, or you just are so afraid of losing everything that you've built, or you came across it in a disingenuous way. Like, there's some reason why you're treating people poorly now that you've made it to this certain level. Right. And it's not because you're just that better than everybody, that much better than everybody else. Like, that's not the case. So always build that well-rounded network.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. And I think it's important to talk about, because there's so many people that are just focused on hitting the A-listers, and we definitely talk about that stuff, but I think it's important to talk through setting up like a well-rounded network. Yeah. So if someone's going to start networking right now, what are some resources you'd recommend to kind of get them going? I mean, obviously I think about the Facebook group. Sure. I think that's a good spot to go, but what else would you recommend to them?
Yeah. I mean, the biggest needle mover that I've ever had in my network is a podcast, just hands down. I get a lot of people asking me like tactical questions about how to network. And I think they're expecting more things like, you know, emotional intelligence, tips and some, you know, some icebreaker questions and stuff like that, which, you know, we talk about in some of our trainings, but the number one thing, the number one tool easily by far has been a podcast. So listening right now, and you want to think, and you're thinking about doing some sort of podcast and you want to see how that might affect you and your business, then head over to podcastprofitcourse.com. We're doing a totally free training on this nowadays. So podcastprofitcourse.com, you get registered for that training. And we go through a whole presentation on how podcasting could affect you and your business. It's 100% free. So I would go check that out if I were you listening.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much, everybody, for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, be sure to screenshot it and tag Travis on Instagram at Travis Chappell, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Well, that's it for this episode. If you want to connect with me and other like-minded people who also listen to the show, then you're going to want to head over to travischappell.com/group to join my free Facebook group, The Lounge. I'll see you over there, and remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.